Senator Udall and yourself were two of 85 senators voting in favor of getting rid of No Child Left Behind and replacing it with the Every Student Succeeds Act. To what do you attribute the bipartisan support that this bill had?
Well, part of the reason why it received so much bipartisan support is there really was a broad recognition across the ideological spectrum that No Child Left Behind was unfortunately leaving most of our students behind. It wasn't serving students as well as anyone had hoped when that legislation has passed. And in particular, you know, we wanted to shift to a style of instruction that is less testing and more teaching, because we had a lot of redundant tests and tests that were not serving the individual teacher. And so that was true whether legislators were from Republican states or from Democratic states.
A lot of people think of testing as just something that happens to the students, but New Mexico's teacher evaluation system, maybe a test in another sense, has been very contentious here. They've been the subject of lawsuits, protests by teachers' unions. What effect, if any, will this new law have on that system?
Well, we do take a crack at redesigning teacher evaluations as well, and make that less about high-stakes testing and more about the quality of individual teachers and on multiple metrics. And that's been one of the things that has been at the root of some of the places that have really had big disputes over teacher evaluations. So I think it takes a very positive step in that direction as well.
This bill effectively shifts the responsibility for academic performance to the states. I mean, we live in a state with its fair share of challenges. Education is underfunded, as are many public programs. There are divisions within the state legislature, controversies within the public education department. How prepared are we, really, to control our own destiny when it comes to our schools?
New Mexico can do a much better job within the schools. And one of the ways that No Child Left Behind failed the state, in my view, is that it set very high expectations but didn't actually give the local school districts the tools to get to those expectations. In this new legislation, we get rid of adequate yearly progress, which as a measure really didn't work well at all. And we replace that program with actual support for the schools to give them the tools that they need for our students to thrive. And it also focuses on two other pieces that are absolutely critical for states like New Mexico in particular. One is it helps with after-school programs, and two, and most importantly, I would really emphasize this one, it brings new resources towards creating early childhood education and pre-K programs. I think when you combine what we've done in this bill with an approach at the state level of being willing to take a sustainable piece of the permanent fund and dedicate it to early childhood education, you could truly change the dynamic of public education in the state of New Mexico.
Well, Senator Heinrich, thank you very much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure.